he was very educated. I can't say full qualification, etc. But he was very educated. He was one of the leading sannyasis of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mission. And Srila Saraswati Thakur put Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, in the care of, means in the service under, Sripad Bhakti Hridoy Bon Maharaj. And they did preaching in various places. This is before Guru Maharaj took sannyas. So Guru Maharaj was a canvasser. Described that Guru Maharaj was a canvasser. They would have somebody going out and making arrangement for the programs and going out to do collection, making some collection this way. And then Bon Maharaj was the preacher in the sense of he would give the classes and he would, when they get a gathering together, canvas a group together, then he will be giving a class. Sometimes, like Avadhut Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj gives him the credit that Avadhut Maharaj, he can draw a crowd together. Somehow he gets lots of people together. And then Avadhut Maharaj, then he hands over the microphone to Goswami Maharaj, and Goswami Maharaj gives a very Siddhantic kind of class. This kind of thing, that Guru Maharaj used to get the crowds together, used to gather the people, and then Bon Maharaj was the one who would give the class, was in those days. And but presently, and also for collecting donations, etc., then Guru Maharaj is going to collect donations, and his name then was Ramanendra. Ramanendra Sundar, no? Ramanendra. And then, presently, Bon Maharaj recommended Guru Maharaj for sannyas to Srila Saraswati Thakur. So it was by the recommendation of Bon Maharaj and his support that Srila Saraswati Thakur, he heard of his qualities, etc., and gave sannyas to Srila Guru Maharaj. And Bon Maharaj said to Saraswati Thakur that actually he's not such a good canvasser, Guru Maharaj, about Guru Maharaj, but he's a very good preacher. He understands the Siddhanta and he is able to give the lecture and to give the Harikatha. So Bon Maharaj, very humble way, because he's the one who's giving the lectures mainly, and that time, but that time then he gave that credit to Guru Maharaj. He said, I recommend him for sannyas, that actually as a canvasser he's not so strong, but as a preacher, as a presenter, he's very strong. He knows the Siddhanta, he knows how to apply the Siddhanta, he knows how to give class. So Bhakti Hridoy Bon Maharaj, he recommended Guru Maharaj, and he was his senior by experience in the mat as such. And Bhakti Hridoy Bon Maharaj, then when Srila Saraswati Thakur was developing the mission and he made 64 mats within India, he wanted to preach abroad. He wanted to take Mahaprabhu's message abroad. And he asked actually first Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, to go abroad. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he humbly, and he's explained this different times to us, the aspiring devotees, that he actually considered, and he said to Saraswati Thakur that, if you insist I go, I shall go, but I feel I am not the fittest person, the best person to go there, because I will have much difficulty to mix with the mlechas, the meat eaters and unregulated persons in the West, coming from his like background and his style. He'll have much difficulty to adjust with that. And number two, that he found it difficult to understand the intonation of the Western people. In other words, we can know good English, but to understand the intonation, the expression, the accents, etc., then he said, I have much difficulty to understand what they are saying in this way. So those two causes he submitted to Srila Prabhupada, but Srila Prabhupada, Srila Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada, that he didn't consider himself the fittest man. And then Srila Sarasvati Thakur considered, and during all that, Srila Guru Maharaj said, if you insist, of course, I shall go. If you instruct, but I am just giving my own feedback, how I don't feel I am the fittest person to go. So Sarasvati Thakur, he did consider, and then he sent Bon Maharaj to the West. He went to London and he went to Germany, and he was the first of Sarasvati Thakur's preachers to go to the West to take the message of Mahaprabhu. And Srila Govinda Maharaj describes that Bon Maharaj going to the West, and then after he went to the West, the next person to go was Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. He went to the West after Bon Maharaj. And Guru Dev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, says about them both, he said, although they did not apparently have great success, but they sowed the seeds, they set the seeds in the West of Krishna consciousness that would presently fructify with Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada going to the West. So Bon Maharaj himself, he made two disciples on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, and certainly one was German and came to India and met Srila Sarasvati Thakur, and Srila Sarasvati Thakur most pleased. And anyway, presently, then later on in his lifetime, in Vrindavan and Govardhan, he set up educational institutions. And I think that Bon Maharaj himself even had a PhD. He was very brainy.
He was a PhD in Europe or in India?
No, from India, I expect. That time all the education was there. So anyhow, Bon Maharaj, today is his disappearance day. And he's one of those stalwarts of Srila Sarasvati Thakur. We never met him. I never met him. I'm not sure what year he passed away. I think before we came to Srila Guru Maharaj's lotus feet. But that's one of the stalwarts, of Sarasvati Thakur's mission, who very energetically took Sarasvati Thakur's message, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, all over India. So it's his disappearance day today. And as we've said on previous days, then Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, they like that we remember these days and can remember the personalities as much or as little as we know, we can say. Bon Maharaj, some incident of him when he came back from the West. Those days going by ship, not by aeroplane, and Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, went to receive Bon Maharaj at the docks, at the port in Bombay, what's now Mumbai, but Bombay. So they went to receive him at the port, and when he came off the ship and came, then they garlanded him, and then in the car, which I do not know if it was an ambassador, but I suspect it was. But anyway, in the car coming back from the port, then Bon Maharaj, they're asking him, oh, how is the preaching, what's going on in the West and everything. And Bon Maharaj said, oh, in the West, they are asking questions that cannot be answered. The West is such an educated place, and they are asking questions that cannot be answered. And then Guru Maharaj asked to Bon Maharaj, so such as what questions? And then Bon Maharaj, said one question, that such and such question, and then Guru Maharaj answered that question. And then the next question, then Guru Maharaj answered, then the next question Guru Maharaj answered. And then Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, that time, Abhay Charanaravinda day, then he is in the car, they're driving back, and then he loudly said, "Today Europe has been defeated by Asia." Means that Guru Maharaj was defeating all the points that Srila Sripad Bhakti Hari Roy Bon Maharaj was making that were unanswerable. And Guru Maharaj answered those points, and Srila Prabhupada very happy to hear all this. That is another incident. Anybody knows any incident? But I'm sure they kept his dignity. I mean, always Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, and Srila Prabhupada keeping the dignity of someone. But Bon Maharaj coming back from Europe, he came up with these questions, and then Guru Maharaj answered each one. And Guru Maharaj always keeping the dignity of whoever he defeats, if you like, or whoever, you know, he's talking with. And so many cases. I have a recording. I didn't bring the everything today. But there's a beautiful recording of Gurudev talking about Guru Maharaj defeating a very great pandit. Very great pandit. And he describes how Guru Maharaj, he's a pandit who is trying to assert something wrong, anyhow. He's trying to assert something wrong. And so they arranged a debate, and to do with Nityananda, that Nityananda was a tantric, something like this. And then they had they arranged a public debate, or they arranged this debate, and that pandit asked to Guru Maharaj for 2 hours straight. He asked him this point, this point, this point, this point. Like, he listed these challenges against Nityananda and against our Siddhanta. He listed point, 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 point. And Srila Govinda Maharaj said, "I noted that Guru Maharaj was counting on his fingers." And the questions, he was like, he was sort of recording the questions of this pandit on his fingers for 2 hours. He's asking this, 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 this. And then, when it's finished, then Guru Maharaj, he replied those questions one by one by one by one by one by one. And that pandit was astounded. And then he took the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj. And
did he record all the questions?
Yes, but not on his MP3 player, on his fingers and in his brain. Guru Maharaj remembered, like, he's listing this question, this question. And Gurudev said, "I noted that he is counting on his fingers. His this question, this question, this question." And it's like he's recording, like on his better than MP3 player. He's making this record of the questions. And then he's replying, answering this question, this question, this question. One by one by one by one, and the pandit was astounded. How could he possibly remember and address each of these points? But the pandit's dignity was kept, and he took Guru Maharaj's lotus feet and settled. So Bon Maharaj, it's his disappearance day, we're remembering him. Certainly Srila Guru Maharaj would have kept his dignity throughout all of that. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada very happily saying, "Today Asia has been today Europe has been defeated by Asia."
Is Srila
Prabhupada? Yes, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And A.C. stands for? Louder? Abhaycharanavinda. Abhay, this is sometimes. Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj also kept some initial from before, and but sometimes the sannyasis, they have kept their initials from before. Srila Prabhupada, it was A.B. Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, I think. And I don't know why particularly some keep their initials from before, some don't. Ami Janina, as they say in Bengal. When you go to Bengal, all you need to know is Ami Janina. I do not know. Okay, so today is Bon Maharaj's disappearance. And do we have Chaitanya Charitamrita? We can read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita today. Gurbhavistasapurakam Guruganay Shisha Sambhushitam Chincha Chinta Samasta Veda Nipunam Sri Rupa Pantanugam Govinda Bidhamujvalang Bharatanang Bhaktyan Vitang Sundarang Vande Vishwa Guruncha Divya Bhagavat Premnohi Bijapadam Devam Divyatanam Satchandavadanam Balaka Chalanchitam Sandra Nanda Puram Sarekavaranang Vairagya Vidyam Budhim Sri Siddhanta Nidim Subhaktilasitam Sarasvatanambaram Bandetang Shubadang Madakesharanam Nyashishwaram Sridharam. Hare Krishna Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Jai Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arrived in Kashi, the town of Kashi, also known as Banaras, also known as Varanasi. So he's arrived there and he's met with Tapana Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya. Chandrasekhar. And they are Vaishnavas, but they are in the midst of Mayavadis, where only the discussion is about the philosophy, like dry debates about philosophy and about Brahman, like all pervasive God, but without form. So Chandrasekhar Acharya, Tapana Mishra, they're very unhappy because they're in this environment of such association. And when they saw Mahaprabhu, who came there, remember, quite secretly, they were super happy, more than super happy. They were fainting in ecstasy. So they are begging to Mahaprabhu, please stay here for some days in Banaras. Do not immediately go on. And Mahaprabhu did not have the plan to stay in Banaras. His plan was just to pass through. He's going to Vrindavan. But Mahaprabhu, due to their prayers, then he agreed to stay in Banaras for some days. And while there, Tapana Mishra prayed to the Lord, while you are here in Banaras, please do not accept any invitation to go to anybody's home except mine. This was his prayer. All right. And there was, okay, so yesterday we had read, okay, so we read just the translations of one or two verses that we ended with yesterday. At Varanasi, there was a Maharashtrian Brahmana. There's a state in India called Maharashtra, Maharashtra. And people from there are called Maharashtrian. So he was a Maharashtrian Brahmana who used to come daily to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Brahmana was simply astonished to see the Lord's personal beauty and ecstatic love for Krishna. When the Brahmanas of Varanasi would invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to lunch, the Lord would not accept their invitations. He would reply, "I have already been invited somewhere else." Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused their invitations because he feared associating with the Mayavadi sannyasis. This is where we begin today. So it's Madhya Leela, chapter 17, verse 104 onwards. Prakashananda Sripada Sabhate Vasya Vedanta Padana Bahu Shishya Gana Laya. There was a great Mayavadi sannyasi named Prakashananda Saraswati, who used to teach Vedanta philosophy to a great assembly of followers. Ekavipradekyaila Prabhura Vyaha, Vyavahara Prakashananda Age Kahe Charitra Tahara. A Brahmana who saw the wonderful behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Prakashananda Saraswati and described the Lord's characteristics. Eka sanyasaila jagannatha hoite tahara mahima pratapa naparivanite. The Brahmana told Prakashananda Sarasvati, there is a sannyasi who has come from Jagannath Puri, and I cannot describe his wonderful influence and glories. Sakala dekhiya tante adbhuta katana prakhanda sharira sudha kanchana varana. Everything is wonderful about that sannyasi. He has a very well-built and luxuriant body, and his complexion is like purified gold. Ajanu limbita bhuja kamala nayana jata kichu ishvare. Ishvarera savasal lakshana. He has arms that extend to his knees, and his eyes are like the petals of a lotus. In his person are all the transcendental symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Taha deki jnana hoya e narayan ye tare deke kore Krishna sankirtana. When one sees all these features, one takes him to be Narayan himself. Whoever sees him immediately begins to chant the holy names of Krishna. Mahabhagavata lakshana shuni bhagavate se sabha lakshana prakata dekhiye tahate. Nirantara Krishna nama jivatara gaya dui netre ashruvahe gangadhara praya. Khananache hase gaya karaye krandana kane huhunkara kore singhera gajana. When one sees all these features, one takes him to be Narayan himself. Acha. Whoever sees him immediately begins to chant the holy name of Krishna, as we said. So he's continuing to speak. We have heard about the symptoms of a first-class devotee in Srimad Bhagavatam, and all those symptoms are manifest in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His tongue is always chanting the holy name of Krishna, and from his eyes tears incessantly fall like the flowing Ganges. Sometimes he dances, laughs, sings and cries, and sometimes he roars like a lion. And there, you see, the descriptions are given in the Bhagavatam of the first-class devotee. And here he's saying about how the water comes from his eyes like the river Ganges. Yesterday evening, we heard that short talk by Srila Gurudev. And there he's describing about Mahaprabhu, tears would flow from his eyes and wetting the ground around him. So all the ground is becoming wet from his eyes. And that was described yesterday by Govinda Maharaj. We heard that description. Sometimes he dances, laughs, sings and cries. And sometimes he roars like a lion. Yes. Jagat Mangala Tare Krishna Chaitanya Nama Nama Rupa Guna Tara Sabha Anupama. Dekhile Se Janitara Ishvarera Ritti Alaukika Katashuni Kepare Pratiti. His name, Krishna Chaitanya, is all auspicious for the world. Everything about him, his name, form and qualities, is unparalleled. Simply by seeing him, one understands that he possesses all the characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such characteristics are certainly uncommon. Who will believe it? Then Prakashananda, hearing this, has this reaction. Shunya Prakashananda Bahuta Hashila Vipre Upahasha Kari Kahite Lagila. And what is Hashi? Anybody knows Hashi? You know what is Hashi? You've been in Bengal? Smiling and laughing, this Hashi. So Prakashananda Saraswati laughed very much to hear this description, because he's big, powerful sannyasi preacher, Prakashananda Saraswati. So he laughed very much to hear this description of the Brahmana about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Joking and laughing at the Brahmana, he began to speak as follows. Shunyachi gora deshera sannyasi bhavuka Keshava Bharati Shishya Loka Prataraka. Prakashananda Saraswati said, yes, I have heard about him. He is a sannyasi from Bengal and he is very sentimental. I have also heard that he belongs to the Bharati Sampradaya, for he is a disciple of Keshava Bharati. However, he is only a pretender. This is his statement. Chaitanya Namatara Bhavuka Ganalaya Deshe Deshe Grame Grame Bule Nachaya. Prakashananda Saraswati continued, I know that his name is Chaitanya, that he is accompanied by many sentimentalists, and his followers dance with him, and he tours from country to country and village to village. Ye tare deke se ishvara kare kahe aiche mohana vidya ye deke se mohe. Whoever sees him accepts him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since he has some mystic power by which he hypnotizes people, everyone who sees him becomes illusioned. So he is saying that he's like a magician. No, the hypnotist, they're putting something and then people becoming change of mind. And so he's saying he has some special power. He hypnotizes people and then they all become illusioned by him. So he's still speaking? Who is speaking? Prakashananda Saraswati. Who is speaking? Prakashananda. Yes, I know the names are very difficult at first, but it's good to catch them as much as possible. Prakashananda Saraswati. Prakashananda. So he's still speaking. Sarvabhauma Bhatta Charja Pandita Prabala Shuni Chaitanyara Sange Hayala Pagala. What does Pagal mean? Crazy. Somebody who's a pagal is crazy. Sometimes you hear on the tapes, they're talking in Bengali. Say pagal. Somebody is crazy. Don't consider them, they are crazy. Okay, so what's Prakashananda saying? He's saying, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very learned scholar. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very learned scholar. But I have heard that he also has become a madman, a pagal, due to his association with this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanyasi nama matra maha indra jali kashipure na vikabe tara bhavakali. This Chaitanya is a sannyasi in name only. Actually, he is a first-class magician. In any case, his sentimentalism cannot be very much in demand here in Kashi, which is the seat of the philosophical word jugglery. Then he says to the Brahmana, do not go to see Chaitanya. Vedanta Shravanakara na yahia tarapasha uchching kala loka sange dui lokanasha. Do not go to see Chaitanya. Just continue hearing Vedanta. If you associate with upstarts, you will be lost in this world and in the next. Eta shuni se vipra mahaduka paila, Krishna Krishna kahitaha hoiti utti gela. When the Brahmana heard Prakashananda Saraswati speak this about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very much grief-stricken. Chanting the holy name of Krishna, he immediately left. So remember, the Brahmana had seen him. So the Brahmana also had become under the spell of the magician. But he knew that he's not a magician. So anyway, hearing this from Prakashananda, he was very sad. And then he left. Prabhura darshane sudha haya chetharam mana prabhu age dukhi haya kahe vivarana. So he is dukhi. So we have sukhi and dukhi. Sukhi is happy and dukhi is sad. Sukhi and dukhi. The mind of the Brahmana was already purified by his seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He therefore went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and described to him what had taken place before the Mayavadi sannyasi Prakashananda. Shuni Mahaprabhu tabe ishat hashila punarapi se vipra prabhure puchila. Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mildly smiled. The Brahmana then spoke again to the Lord. Tara age jabeyami tomara nama layela seha tomara nama jane apane kahila. The Brahmana said, because the Brahmana is speaking to Mahaprabhu, as soon as I uttered your name before him, he immediately confirmed the fact that he knew your name. Tomara dosha kahite kore namera uchchara Chaitanya Chaitanya kori kahetina bara. While finding fault with you, he uttered your name three times, saying Chaitanya Chaitanya Chaitanya. Teen bare Krishna nama na oilatara muke avagyate namalaya shuni pai duke. Although he spoke your name three times, he did not utter the name Krishna. But because he uttered your name in contempt, I was very much aggrieved. Ihara karana more kaha kripa kori tomadeki muka mora bale Krishna hari. Why could Prakashananda not utter the names Krishna and Hari? He chanted the name Chaitanya thrice. As far as I am concerned, simply by seeing you, I am moved to chant the holy names Krishna and Hari. Krishna and Hari. So this is the Brahmana speaking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's saying, why he didn't utter your name? And why he didn't utter the name of Krishna and Hari? But he knew of you and he said your name three times. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Prabhu kahe, Mayavadi Krishna aparadi, Brahma atma Chaitanya kahe niravadi. Mahaprabhu said to the Brahmana, the Mayavadi impersonalists are great offenders unto Lord Krishna. Therefore, they simply utter the words Brahman, Atma, and Chaitanya. Chaitanya in the sense of consciousness. Atayeva tara mukhena aishe krishna nama krishna nama krishna sarupa duita samana. Because they are offenders unto Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is identical with his holy name, the holy name Krishna does not manifest in their mouths. Because they are offenders to Krishna, the name of Krishna does not come in their mouths. Nama vigraha svarupa tina eka rupa. Nama vigraha svarupa tina eka rupa. Nam vigraha svarupa tina eka rupa. Tine bheda nahi tina chid ananda rupa. The Lord's holy name, his form, and his personality are all one and the same. There is no difference between them. Since all of them are absolute, they are all transcendentally blissful. Deha dehira nama namira krishne nahibeda jivira dharma nama deha svarupa vibheda. There is no difference between Krishna's body and himself, or between his name and himself. But as far as the conditioned soul is concerned, one's name is different from one's body and from one's original form, and so on. The difference between Krishna's name and our name is Krishna's name is non-different from him, whereas our name is different from us. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Punaha Shuddho Nitya Mukto Binatvang Nama Naminaho. And actually, Mahaprabhu here is quoting from the Padma Purana. Quote, so Mahaprabhu is still talking to the Brahmana. Quote, the holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, then there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Ataiva Krishnara nama deha vilasa prakritendriya granya nahi hoya svaprakasha. The holy name of Krishna, his body, and his pastimes cannot be understood by the blunt material senses. They are manifested independently. And here is a purport by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Short purport. He is explaining. Since Krishna's transcendental body, name, form, qualities, pastimes and entourage are all the absolute truth, then they are as good as Krishna himself, Satchit Ananda Vigraha. As long as the living entity is conditioned by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion and ignorance, then the objects of his material senses, that is, material form, taste, smell, sound and touch, will not help one understand spiritual knowledge and bliss. Because we are under the modes of ignorance like this, then our senses will not help us. Rather, these are revealed to the pure devotee not the other way round. One's material name, form and quality are certainly different from one another. In the material world, there is no conception of absolute. However, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we find that there is no material difference between Krishna's body and his names, activities, and entourage. Okay? Back to the text. Krishna Nama, Krishna Guna, Krishna Leela Brinda, Krishnera Sarupa Sama, Sabachit Ananda. And I expect you could almost tell me the translation of that. Krishna Nama, Krishna Guna, Krishna Leela Brinda, Krishnera Svarupa Sama, Sabha Chid Ananda. Krishna's holy name, transcendental qualities, and transcendental pastimes are all equal to Lord Krishna himself. They are all spiritual and full of bliss. Okay, and this is Mahaprabhu again quoting from the scripture, and this is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Mahaprabhu is explaining to the Brahmana, but also giving the quotations from the scripture. And this verse is very famous verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Ataha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grayam Indriyai Sevon Mukehi Jivado Swayam Eva Sporatyadaha. This verse we hear Guru Maharaj Srila Shri Ramar's telling many times this verse. And the meaning of the verse is, therefore material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, form, qualities and pastimes. When a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and to taste the remnants of the Lord's food, then the tongue is purified and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukehi Jivado Swayam Eva Swaratyadaha. Very commonly repeated verse. Our tongue will chant Krishna's name, and what else will our tongue do? It will become purified, but he will do two things. He will chant the glories of Krishna and take prasadam, taste prasadam. This thing. Okay, then Mahaprabhu continuing to talk to the Brahmana. Brahman, Brahmananda hoita, Punananda lila rasa, Brahma jnani, Akashiya, Kare atmavasha. The mellows of Lord Krishna's pastimes, which are full of bliss, attract the jnani from the pleasure of Brahman realization and conquer him. And now here is another quote, and this one is from Srimad Bhagavatam, very close to the end. It's Canto 12, Chapter 12. Quote, Mahaprabhu quoting, Svasukha nibritta chetastad vyudastanya bhavo pyajitta ruchira lila krishta sharastadiyam vyatanuta kripayat yas tattva deepang puranam tam akila vrijina grina vyasa shunum nato smi. Quote, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, the son of Vyasadev, Shukadev Goswami. Okay, so this is spoken by Suta Goswami, who is a disciple of Shukadev Goswami. It is he who defeats all inauspicious things within this universe. Although in the beginning he was absorbed in the happiness of Brahman realization and was living in a secluded place, giving up all other types of consciousness, he became attracted by the most melodious pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. He therefore mercifully spoke the Supreme Purana, known as, what did Shukadev, which book did Shukadev Goswami speak? Which Purana did he speak? Bhagavat Purana? The spotless Purana, also known as? Bhagavat Purana is also known as? Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, Shukadev Goswami spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam at that great time of necessity of Parikshit Maharaj. So here Suta Goswami is giving his obeisances to Shukadev Goswami, who was the son of Vyasadeva. Where does Vyasadeva live? Huh?
In the Himalayas, in the cave.
Who went to see Vyasadeva and learnt the scriptures from him in the 13th century? Madhvacharya, yes. Yeah. All right. So he, okay, so still it's the translation, excuse me. I shouldn't really interrupt the translation. And so he, so this is Suta Goswami giving his obeisances to Shukadev Goswami and describing Shukadev Goswami's glories. So Shukadev Goswami, therefore most, Shukadev Goswami therefore mercifully spoke the Supreme Purana known as Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the bright light of the absolute truth and which describes the activities of Lord Krishna. Brahmanda hoite punananda Krishna guna ataiva akashaye atmara mera mamna mana. The transcendental qualities of Sri Krishna are completely blissful and relishable. Consequently, Lord Krishna's qualities attract even the minds of self-realized persons from the bliss of self-realization. We are reading a wonderful part of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I mean, all parts are wonderful. But what happened is that one Brahmana in Kashi, also known as Banaris, also known as Varanasi, one Brahmana, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he's taking news of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the head of the Mayavadi people there, Prakashananda Saraswati. Prakashananda Saraswati. And when he told, when the Brahmana gave news to him and told him of the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his molten, like color like molten purified gold, his arms down to his legs, everybody who meets him chanting Krishna's name, etc. Then Prakashananda laughed at him. It's saying here, laughed at the Brahmana and said, oh, basically, oh, you are foolish, you're giving me description of this person, but he's only a magician. He has some capacity, this Chaitanya. I've heard about him, but he's a big magician. He's just a sentimentalist and he hypnotizes people to get them to follow him. Something like this, and Prakashananda laughing at him. But Prakashananda, even though the Brahmana is saying about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he's chanting the glories of Krishna and everyone then chanting Krishna. But Prakashananda, he didn't once speak Krishna's name while talking with the Brahmana. But he did take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name three times. And then Mahaprabhu, he happily talking with the Brahmana. The Brahmana is saying why he couldn't chant Krishna's name, why he couldn't chant Krishna's name, why he didn't chant. Then now for a little while, Mahaprabhu is talking to the Brahmana and explaining why he could not chant Krishna's name, because they are so fond of chanting Brahman, Atma and Chaitanya, Chaitanya in the sense of consciousness. And then Mahaprabhu, he uh, And they're doing philosophy, dry philosophy, like going to university. Oh, dry place of where they're just learning all sorts of dry things. But putting them in their brain, being able to have a debate on manipulation of words, all these things, kind of dry thing. But then Mahaprabhu, he's giving quote after quote and explaining to the Brahmana why he cannot chant Krishna's name. So we read a little bit more, but it's a super part. And Mahaprabhu's happy because he's talking about Krishna and telling to the Brahmana, and it's very sweet. But it is the opportunity for us to hear why the Mayavadis are where they are. And then presently we'll come to the meeting of Prakashananda and Mahaprabhu and then see what happens. So the transcendental qualities of Sri Krishna are completely blissful and relishable. Consequently, Lord Krishna's qualities attract even the minds of self-realized persons from the bliss of self-realization. Now, here's another verse, quotation, quote by Mahaprabhu, because he's telling and backing it up with quotes. Atmaramascha munayo nigranta apyurukrame kurvantya hai tuking bhaktim ittam bhutta guno harihi. Again, this verse you'll hear Guru Maharaj speak and Gurudev speak again and again. Quote, those who are self-satisfied and unattracted by external material desires are also attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna, whose qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. Hari, the personality of Godhead, is called Krishna because he has such transcendental, attractive features. Very famous quotation. Esabarahu Krishna Charana Sambandhe Atmara Mera Mana Hare Tulasira Gandhe. So Mahaprabhu speaking. Apart from the pastimes of Lord Krishna, when Tulasi leaves are offered at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, even the aroma of the leaves attracts the minds of self-realized persons. What to speak of the pastimes of Krishna being attractive? Just the smell of the tulasi that's been offered to Krishna is so attractive. Quote from Bhagavatam. When the breeze carrying the aroma, Tasyara vinda nayanasya padara vinda kinjalka mishra tulasi makaranda vayuhu antargatahasva vivarinna chakara tesham sankshobham akshara jushang apichitta tanvaho. When the breeze carrying the aroma of the tulasi leaves and saffron from the lotus feet of the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead entered through the nostrils into the hearts of those sages, the four Kumars, they experienced a change in both body and mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. This verse is describing the four sons of Lord Brahma. They were completely oblivious to the entire world and in the spiritual plane without any mundane conception. But they, on smelling the aroma of the tulasi that was offered to the Lord, became attracted to the personality of Godhead. And it said that the aroma entered their nose and went to their heart. Hare Krishna. Okay, two more verses, or maybe three more verses, to the end of where Mahaprabhu speaks. Nataiva Krishna namana aisetara mukhe mayavadi ganayate mahabahir mukhe. Because the mayavadis are great offenders and atheistic philosophers, The holy name of Krishna does not come from their mouths. I have come here to sell my emotional ecstatic sentiments. Bhava Kali. Acha? Bhava Kali Vechite Ami Ailana Kashipure Graha Kanahina Vikaya Laya Jaba Ghare. I have come here, this is Mahaprabhu, I've come here to sell my emotional ecstatic sentiments in the city of Kashi, but I cannot find any customers. I've come to give, to sell it, but I have no customers. If they are not sold, I must take them back home. I have brought a heavy load to sell in this city. Bari boja laya ailana, kemane laya jaba, alpasvalpa mulya paile, etai vechiba. I have brought a very heavy load to sell in this city. To take it back again is a very difficult job. Therefore, if I get but a fraction of the price, I shall sell it here in Kashi. He has come with Krishna Prema to give, but he doesn't find any customers to give it to. And he's saying, okay, then I don't want to carry it away with me. It is a heavy load to take away from Kashi. Then whoever will take it even for a tiny price, for a fraction of what it's worth, then I will give. This is where we end today. And tomorrow we shall find out how Mahaprabhu is going to try to sell his goods for a cheap price. Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, jai. Jai Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj ki, jai. The chapter, The Lord Travels to Vrindavan. So remember, Mahaprabhu is still on his way to Vrindavan, and this is one of the pastimes, the activities on his way there. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusuda Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Rupa Sanatana Bhata Raghunata Shri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunata. Echai gosai kori charana vandan Jaha hoite bigna na shabishta puran Echai gosai jar muitaradas Kasabara padare nu mora panchagras Tare Racharana Sebi Bhakta Sanibas Janame Mora Abilas Echai Gosai Jabe Braja Kolabas Shri Shri Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korila Prakash Anande bolo hari bacha Vrindavan Shri Guru Vandana Vaishnava Pare Machayaman. Shri Guru Vaishnava Par Padma Koriya. Hari Nam Sankirtano Kohe Narotamara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Nitai Gora Haribol, 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 Nitai Gora Haribol. Nitai Gora Haribol, 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 Nitai Gora Haribol. Jai Shri Giriraj Govardhan Juki Jai Jai Saprika Shri Guru Goranga Gandhava Govinda Sundar Juki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Shri Guru Goranga Gandhava Rasa Vihare Juki Jai Jai Shri Govardhan Anu Giriraj Juki Jai Shri Purushottam Dham Shri Shri Nitai Chaitanya Dev Ki Jai Jai Shri Eka Chakra Dham Shri Guru Shri Gora Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai Bhakti Devi ki jai, Talasi Devi ki jai, Granthara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Jai Granthara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Veda Vyas ki jai, Jai Shri Shri Prapana Jivanamritam ki jai, Shri Bhakti Rokak Shri Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Shri Jai Vishnupad Shri Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Vishnupad Shri Srila Bhakti Rokok Shrira Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Vishnupad Shri Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Rupanuga Guru Vaga Ki Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Mata Charja Vrinda Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhakti Bimal Avadut Maharaj Ki Jai All assembled devotees ki jai Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jai Nitai Gopay Mandi Hari 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 Bo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare On a beautiful day in Chiang Mai Just see